Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN, a beautiful Friday afternoon in the city of Chicago. Got plans for this weekend. We're starting a great new feature now. Every Friday, about this time, we're going to call it Destination Illinois. It's sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Destination Illinois, it takes a look at different attractions or neighborhoods or landmarks around the state. And this week, we're going to take a look at Rockford's Frank Lloyd Wright-designed Laurent House. To help us understand all of that, Mary Beth Peterson is on the phone line. She is from the board of directors at Laurent House. Mary Beth, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to hear more about this story because I love the idea. Here you have this guy who was a disabled World War II vet, Kenneth Laurent, and he writes a letter to Frank Lloyd Wright and says, "Will you design me a house?"
That is correct. That is exactly correct. So Mr. Laurent, shortly after he came back from World War II, he was diagnosed with a spinal cord tumor. And it is the surgery for that tumor that left him paralyzed from the waist down for the remainder of his life at just 26 years of age. And what happened was, this all happened in 1946. 2 years later, in 1948, he and his wife, Phyllis, became aware of Frank Lloyd Wright through an article in House Beautiful magazine. They learned about his style of architecture that he was designing at that time, which was called a Usonian home. It was a beautiful design for the middle-class American. Mm-hmm. And they read about his work and decided to write a letter to him at that time.
Right. So Frank Lloyd Wright was known for designing these sort of more grandiose structures at the time.
And correct.
He wanted to move into helping the middle class. Laurent saw this as a possibility and thought he'd go for it? I mean, he didn't know Wright, right? He just kind of shot him a letter out of the blue?
That is correct, yes. At this point, Wright was in his early 80s. Certainly, if someone knew about architecture and design, they would have recognized his name, but neither Ken nor Phyllis. Laurent had heard anything about Frank Lloyd Wright. We are told that Ken Laurent, he was recovering at a veterans hospital at the time, and he went to the library there to read Frank Lloyd Wright's autobiography to learn more about him, and then decided to write him a letter. And we still have copies of these wonderful letters. And it was September of 1948 that Ken Laurent reached out to Frank Lloyd Wright with his desire to have Frank Lloyd Wright design him a home. And within 2 weeks, Frank Lloyd Wright responded.
I love that. And not only did he send him a letter asking for the house, he sent him a budget too, right?
Yes. That is correct. Ken Laurent's original budget, in his first letter, he stated his budget was $20,000. And when Frank Lloyd Wright wrote back to express his interest, his exact lines were, "Yes, we are interested, but don't guarantee costs. Who knows what they are today?" So the final project of the house and its original design furnishings, which was typical when Wright was designing a home, he was also designing the furnishings for the house. That final cost came in approximately $34,000, so definitely over budget. But we also have letters where Frank Lloyd Wright worked with the Laurents on a payment plan, and they would just pay as they could until the balance was paid off.
We're talking to Mary Beth Peterson from the Laurent House Board of Directors. It's a spot in Rockford that we're highlighting today. This was before ADA, right? But it had to be fully accessible. Tell me about the house.
That is correct. So this house was designed 40 years before ADA was law, yet today it meets 90% of those standards. So that's something that's really exciting. Ken Laurent really felt that this home gave him a standard of living that he would not have been able to experience anywhere else. He lived to be 92 years old. He credited his long life with living in this beautiful home. He was known to say that this house and its design helped him to focus on his capabilities, not his disability, and that was the gift, the true gift that Frank Lloyd Wright gave to him.
And
in Wright's portfolio of work, it is the only home that's been designed to be wheelchair accessible.
And Wright was proud of it too, right? Didn't he include it in a book of his favorite pieces?
He did. Yep, there's a book called Frank Lloyd Wright, The Masterworks, where Wright selected 33 of what he felt were his most important projects, and he selected the Laurent House for that publication. In addition to being accessible for a wheelchair, it is also only one of 11 hemicycle Usonian homes. And Wright's design of work, he designed about 1,000 projects in his lifetime, about 500 which were built. And of that body of work, only 11 are hemicycle Usonian homes, and that means the use of intersecting arcs in the design. So it's special in that regard as well. It's one of only 11 homocycle youth homes.
Mary Beth Peterson from the Laurent House Board of Directors in Rockford. So if people were to visit, what do they find? How do they get there? Where do they get more information?
Sure. Well, our tickets are by advance reservation. If we have openings on the day of tours, we certainly will sell tours on the day, but we're running a little bit smaller groups than normal as we're just coming back from COVID. So generally, our tickets are selling out a few days in advance. So tickets are on our website at laurenthouse.com. There's a tab on the website to book a tour, and they are offered every Friday and Saturday at 11:30 and then at 1, and on Sunday afternoons at 1 and 2:30. We also do a joint tour program. We have a beautiful world-class Japanese garden in our town, which is only 5 minutes from the Laurent House. It's called Anderson Japanese Garden. Every Wednesday and Friday afternoons, we do a joint tour program with them. It's a four-hour tour where guests get a guided tour of the Japanese garden. They get to see a Japanese guest house that is on that property and then come over and see the Laurent House. So those are offered every Wednesday and Friday, again, by advance reservation.
Mary Beth Peterson from the Laurent House Board of Directors in Rockford. It was great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you so much for including the Laurent House. It's a wonderful place, and I hope everyone gets a chance to visit. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. All right. That's our Destination Illinois feature for this week. It's all sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation.